It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, is a rare neurodegenerative disease that develops in people who have many years of hits to the head. So football players, but also rodeo riders or soldiers, or even someone who has experienced years of intimate partner violence. Dr. Jeremy Tanner is an assistant professor of neurology at the Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases. He says CTE can be difficult to live with.
There can be difficulties with impulse control, having a short fuse, irritability, anger, explosive outburst, and then also with cognitive symptoms.
But right now, there is no way to definitively diagnose CTE until a person has died. Tanner hopes to change that and will lead the San Antonio arm of a multi-year study involving former college and professional football players.
That's the goal, is to be able to diagnose it during life, whether it's using an MRI and looking for certain imaging features, whether it's using a clinical exam or cognitive testing and finding certain patterns that help us to identify when it's present, or testing some of the new blood-based biomarkers and using that to guide future tests.
Because early intervention can make a difference.
We don't yet have a way to stop the disease. We don't have a way to slow the disease, but we have a way to help with the symptoms of the disease. And our hope is in the future to be able to slow, stop, and prevent the disease. But the first step is understanding it and diagnosing it.
That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.